is that LK, KO4HKX?
LK, good morning, Patrick.
I was hoping to catch you on your way in.
Put down my mug of tea.
Well, what's the world coming to?
Sacrifice in order to pick up the microphone to talk to you.
Hot tea.
Cutter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I hope you're having a good start to your day.
I think so. The day has started. It doesn't really wait on me, you know, whether it's going to start or not. So here we are.
Roger that.
You made a couple stops.
First stop.
People, I tell you what, early birds working already before the sun's up.
Yeah, some of us can't lay around all morning.
Well, not everybody's entitled to sleeping in late either.
Somebody must open the floodgates out here on 25 this morning, though.
25?
TR. Now I'm heading toward TR.
And here, too. I'm coming up the Farsbridge Road, headed south.
I'll go here to work Traveler's Rest area first today, and then work my way down toward Maria this afternoon for lunchtime.
Meet again. I probably can. I have to see what my load is like, but I'm sure it'll work out.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to try to meet up for lunch. Just let me know. When it gets closer, we'll touch base.
I wasn't expecting it to be raining this morning. I mean, it wasn't raining hard, but I got up and opened the door and could hear rain dripping out of the trees.
Raining just a little bit when I left the house. It's supposed to clear up today and be nice. That's what the weather's saying anyway. We'll see.
Look like we got much, just enough to make everything a little damp.
Yeah, honestly, that's all Western North Carolina needs right now is a little bit at a time.
I am sure about that. Yeah, I was listening again to Mount Mitchell repeater on the way home last night. Kind of get filled, briefed on what's going on up there. They do a briefing every night about 8 o'clock.
Good. I know there's still lots of stuff going on up there and will be for quite some time. But yeah, they're still worried about future mudslides if we get heavy rain.
About a month of dryness. Seems like it would have soaked in pretty good, but maybe not.
They're soaking in. It's all that loose soil hadn't had a chance to settle back down, so you need light rain to settle it little by little.
I didn't think about that. And probably all the underground water table is up pretty high, too. Probably some springs that have opened up in the higher elevations because of the water table.
That's for sure. But it's going to be what it's going to be. All we can do is deal with it when it comes.
Let's put everybody in electric vehicles. That'll help that environment up there.
Could nothing be getting done right now.
That helps with the environment, helps with all this climate change stuff.
We won't touch that one this morning.
Throwing it out there for you.
Balling it, but I'm not going to mess with it. It's too early.
I tried to listen to the Simplex net last night, but there was no joy. I didn't stay long. If somebody like Gary had checked in, I would have heard him. I can pull Jerry up. Gary. I don't know where Jerry came from. I pulled up Gary when he was calling the net. I guess he was on his beam last night. Man, he was coming in almost full scale on the input on my radio.
Check in last night. I had to relay him in, but he got in.
I wasn't listening when he checked in. I didn't think I would hear much, especially if it was up in Hendersonville, mostly.
Well, Hendersonville, Etowah, Gary out of Easley, somebody else out of Easley, I believe. There was a total of 12 people come in there from the area, so It was a good start, let's put it that way. It was a good first try.
And I can, Gary can relay me to you, and you can relay Gary and I into the net.
That'll work.
That ridge just to the north of me, it keeps me from getting anything from that direction.
I'm very surprised that I could talk to Gary.
Rich Mountain repeater, or get Fox 21 on the over-the-air station.
Going over top of you. That over the tower.
Can't see it, though. I can see the WYFF TV tower and our repeater, but I can't see the lights from the other one.
You're seeing the YFF tower? Not the Rich Mountain.
I'm between the two of them. So northeast, north-northeast is the Caesar's Head repeater. And I've got a 500-foot hill to my northwest, so right outside of my door.
You're the exact opposite of what I am. So I get it.
You can sneak an antenna up there on the top of that hill and make a big, long piece of coax down to the house.
Expensive coax and a lot of loss.
Wish we'd bought the house that's up there. Of course, I wouldn't have been able to afford it, but that would have been an awesome place for an antenna.
We're HKX. Listen at you. You work for UPS. You make all kinds of money.
And for is that okay?
Yeah, that's why I say it.
It happens. I keep waiting for it. I keep hearing that I do. Oh, well, it's been a good job. It's been a long, difficult one at times, but it's been a good one.
It's been a good job. It's provided for your family and still providing for you today. So it's done what it was intended to do.
And mobile.
And 4 is that okay?
Good morning, Fred. KO4HKX.
Shane, good morning, Patrick. What kind of trouble are you two getting into today?
Discussing locations of antennas and being in the shadow of places, just like I can't reach your repeater up there, Fred. Can't reach Rich Mountain either. That's what we were talking about.
I didn't know the tail end of that. You're kind of down in that hole there where you got, about any way you go, you got something blocking your signal.
Easley and Greenville, I'm pretty much open. But northwest, I have a 500-foot hill outside my door. It's not right outside, but it's right there where I can see it. It kind of blocks me. And traffic is backed up here all the way to Tabernacle here on 25, Patrick.
Hopefully it'll be cleared out by the time I got to head down that way.
But that 500-foot hill to your northwest, that would block you from hitting the Nancy Mountain repeater, correct?
I'm getting a lot of interference here.
500-foot hill to your northwest, that would block you from hitting the Nancy Mountain repeater, correct?
That is it. The ridge, the Caesar's Head, and Raven Cliff Mountain, all that area too is behind it, but at a pretty good distance. So if I got rid of the 500-foot hill, I could find out if that other ridge would block me.
It would take a major event of biblical proportions to remove that hill.
You want to find out.
Patrick is blocked from some things where he is in Penrose.
I'm blocked to the south, and he's blocked to the north.
Not much you can do about that, but anyway, good to hear y'all this morning. I'm headed into work. I guess y'all are doing the same.
Some of us are headed in. Some of us are already working, or one of us is already working. I'll let you just figure out who that is.
Yeah, I kind of know. You are back on days now, is that correct?
Running around Donaldson Center and Easley and over Berea and making a few deliveries and then pickups again.
Can you be on day shift this time as long as you want to?
Yeah, and then I can decide what I want to do then. I'm hoping to maybe hang it up end of next year, days until I'm done.
Richard.
Well, hopefully you get to do what you want to do, Shane. And guys, I have arrived here at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 so I can get everything taken care of here. But good to hear both of you on here, and look forward to talking to you later on down the log, Fred. And Shane, I'll be in touch with you when it gets closer to lunchtime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, gentlemen. 7-3.
Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Talk to you later. K4RM Mobile.
Office downtown.
Downtown on Pendleton Street, which is down at the end of Main Street, the very south end of Main Street, over.
And Pendleton Street was longer than it is now. Main Street didn't go quite as far.
Yeah, probably a long time ago. I don't necessarily remember that because I'm not from Greenville. But, yeah, we're right there as you come down Main Street and it turns into Pendleton Street. We're right there on the right.
That area back in the 90s. Back, they were talking about building a ballpark down there. And, of course, it's all changed. The Main Street stop there at Augusta Street, and that's where Pendleton started, if I remember correctly. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Maybe it went a little bit further. I don't think it did. I think Main Street stopped there.
Like I say, I don't remember the history of it, but yeah, it's that's where my office is. I work out of that office. Of course, I go out at out into the, we call it going out into the field. We go out to visit clients, you know, at their places of business, but most of my time is spent there at that office.
Okay. Well, how was the place up there on Nancy Mountain? I know you were up there maybe the weekend after the big storm.
Several times. Wasn't there last weekend. I'll be there this coming weekend. Everything's pretty good. I've got repairs to the couple of antennas that were damaged. Wasn't much damage, just a little bit of work to repair those. Got the beam turned around on the mast so that it matches the rotor control. So everything, still got a little bit of cleanup of limbs and everything along the side of the road and driveway, but that's the kind of stuff I'll get to by and by. But overall, good.
There's 178 passable in good condition. Are they working on it? Still a lot of trees down?
Well, it is still being worked on. Last time I was through there, in fact, I had to stop because they had a crew removing some trees. See, that'll be a long-term cleanup. I don't know how long it'll take them to clean all that mess up.
A couple weeks ago, they were reporting 276 on broadcast radio, but I was hearing other reports that 276 was still closed, or they were telling people not to go up that way, but and also 178, so I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to keep traffic down.
They would prefer less traffic because, like I say, you go up there, you're likely to have to, you know, there'll be a flagman to stop you because there's one lane because they're working on, you know, getting debris or cutting trees from the side of the road, which will, you know, close up one lane at least.
A friend of mine, I don't know if you may know him, K4WCL, John, he's got a place there at 178 and 11 in that rock community. He comes up from Georgia. They were up at Sassafras last weekend, so last weekend or the weekend before. So I know it must be okay going up that dirt that far.
W4FCL, I think is his call sign. I met him a long time ago whenever he first started coming up to those parts. He would get on the 6 mile repeater over on 6 mile Mountain and talk to Jack and, you know, everybody who listened to that repeater. But yeah, I know John and his wife. I can't think of her name right now. She's a ham also.
LOR. She doesn't get on the radio very often, but I have had the privilege of talking to her.
Didn't get most of that, Shane. I don't know if it's the repeater or if you were in a low place or what. Try again.
The area right here is just in some kind of shadow. I said Lori is her name, and her call is K4LOR. She doesn't get on the radio hardly at all, but I have had the privilege of talking to her. John said that was some rare DX making a contact with her. But, yeah, they're a really nice couple. They'll be a nice addition up here when they move up here permanently.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I just came to the intersection of Highway 81 and White Horse Road, and there's a big old wreck right here in the middle of the intersection, so they're directing, I got to turn right on White Horse and go down and find somewhere to get back up on 81. It's a mess here.
I was coming up to the back of on White Horse. I actually cut through over to Washington Avenue, and it was pretty backed up over here for a little bit. But I'm headed in up by the hospital now. I'm just going to cut through that way, I guess.
Yeah, at least a three-car accident. I see three cars with their front end smashed up, so somebody had a big bang this morning.
Yesterday morning, too, I had to take a detour to get around it because it was backed up. I'll tell you what, it's becoming more and more regular.
Not that intersection, but it seems to attract accidents.
Had to beat the light so they don't get stuck there, and then somebody else gets quick on the accelerator when it turns green, and I think that's what happens, or somebody tries to make that turn on a yellow going red.
Yeah, now I'm headed south on White Horse. I got to figure out a cut through over to 81. I got to turn around and do a U-turn and go back.
There by the, used to be the food service, U.S. food distribution, there was a road back there you could go behind it, would come out. But I can't remember it enough to give you directions. Otherwise, you got to go on down to Grove Road.
With Grove Road, let me see. I see a road right here. I'm going to give it a shot. Commerce Drive. I'm going to see Commerce Road. I'm going to see if it'll cut through.
That's what I was trying to think of.
D.B. Carter, lot number one.
Get a used car while you're there.
10 years ago, who worked for D.B. Carter, but he worked at a different lot. I can't remember if he was at lot two or lot three, but he used to talk about, yeah, I'm over at D.B. Carter, lot number whatever.
Drew's been around since I was a kid, and he's always had multiple lots.
That name from a long time back.
Been here, Fred, in the Greenville area.
Greenville in, let's see, 1978.
You said you weren't here that long or forever. I thought maybe you were a more recent transplant, but okay. Yeah, that Pendleton Street would have, I think they changed that in the late 90s, early 2000s, Pendleton Street and Main Street.
So, but I didn't get to, when I first moved up here, I didn't get to that part of town, didn't have any business that way, so I wouldn't have been familiar with it, over.
That area used to be known, it wasn't the area of town that you would go to unless you had a specific business in mind.
Yeah, well, this Commerce Drive has brought me right back out on the other side of that wreck, so that was a good move.
Glad it worked out. I was hoping I remembered that correctly. All right, Fred, I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a good day. I'm going to put the mic down and finish my tea before I get to work and before it gets cold. Nice talking to you this morning. Say hello to the family. We'll talk to you later. K4RM and 4ZLK.
Yeah, good to hear you, and hope you have a great day, too. We'll talk to you soon. Z3, N4ZLK, K4RM Mobile Clear.